Thank you, Mr. President, Secretary General. Today, exactly 1 year ago, Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine, starting a massive invasion of a peaceful neighbor. And for 1 year, we have all seen the Ukrainians fighting to defend their country. They deserve the solidarity of everyone around the world, every country, and every person. I would just make two essential points. First, why Russia's war of choice matter to all of us? And second, how to get peace? We need to be clear, I said a war of choice, because this war is the war of President Putin choosing war. And for 1 year, we have seen the horrors, 30 million people homeless, 20 million in need of humanitarian assistance, and tens of thousands of Ukrainians forced to leave their country and seek refuge across Europe. Families torn apart in a catalogue of crimes, the forced deportation of tens of thousands of Ukrainian children stands out for its depravity. Abduction of innocent Ukrainian children, the changing of their personal status, including nationality, to be adopted by Russian families is a clear violation of human rights and international law, and violates also the Geneva Convention. These children, these Ukrainian children, need to be returned to Ukraine immediately. So, crimes against humanity. I've been to Bucha and seen for myself the civilians killed, with some having their hands tied behind their back before they were executed. And who can forget Mariupol? I would again like to pay tribute to the United Nations for their efforts in securing the safe passage of civilians trapped inside the Azovstal steel plant. Russian forces have been shelling Ukrainian cities and civilian infrastructure for months. Air raid sirens have become a disturbingly regular feature of Ukrainian lives, as I witnessed myself and many of you when I was in Kyiv 10 days ago. We and our pay, le bilan de la guerre catastrophique pour le peuple ukrainien. Mais les effets de la guerre sont aussi planétaires, avec insécurité alimentaire, énergétique, entraînant des hausses de prix dont les effets sont dramatiques pour les populations les plus vulnérables. L'augmentation des prix des produits alimentaires devient essentielle à ajouter un fardeau additionnel aux difficultés de la vie quotidienne dans beaucoup de pays autour du monde. C'est pour cela que cette guerre touche tous. L'Union européenne et ses États membres ont contribué depuis un an à alléger ce fardeau qui est la conséquence de la guerre. En Afrique, par exemple, plus d'1,5 milliard d'euros ont été engagés pour des actions de sécurité alimentaire dans les pays les plus touchés d'Israël, du lac Tchad, de la Corne d'Afrique. Mr. President, this war matters. Yes, this war matters a lot, both for the principles at stake and for the shockwave it's creating. And it needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. And this brings me to the second point, maybe the most important one. How do we get to peace? Because everybody is asking for peace. But how? How do we get to peace? Let's hear here at the United Nations and around the world a growing clamor for peace. That was the clear message that the General Assembly sent yesterday. While the Security Council has been blocked, the General Assembly stated, with an overwhelming majority of 141 versus 7, that the world condemns the aggression that Russia must withdraw its troops, that the world wants and needs peace, but not just any peace. No, we want a just peace, based on international law and United Nations Charter. And it is urgent for the Kremlin to heed this message and to act on it. Look into the future. We need to build on this resolution and make it happen. President Zelensky has presented a 10-point peace plan, and we support it. Because we, the European Union, we will remain ready to work with all genuine partners and ideas that support Ukraine's effort to secure a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace, as the United Nations General Assembly voted, based on the United Nations Charter and international law. And meanwhile, we will continue to support Ukraine to defend itself and protect its people, because the search of peace and our support to Ukraine go hand in hand, both things together, not either or, both. Search for peace and support to Ukraine. And with that, I want to make a final point. Our principal support for Ukraine does not come at the expense of our engagement elsewhere in the world. On the contrary, the European Union remains fully mobilized to promote sustainable peace elsewhere, because we know that there are many more wars, many more tragedies, many more problems around the world that needs our support and our concern. It's not instead of, it's on top of. We continue doing the same thing that we have been doing until now. And we have a strong track record on engagement around the world, financially, politically, with more than 5,000 women and men deployed in 21 crisis management operations. Just this week, we launched two more, one in Armenia and another in Niger. Yes, there are many other problems, many other wars, many other sufferings around the world. We take care of them. We work for the peace in Ukraine and be that reliable partner for peace around the world, wherever the peace is in danger and people sufferings. Thank you.